Christ, and if you cannot be benefited by the message of Christ, you're a lost soul. So the people that were confronted with John the Baptist and rejected it, they'd close their probation. After that, those people that were confronted that may still have an open mind to the subject, they were confronted with the message of Christ, those who rejected that, and there was great pressure to do so, she says, they were led on to reject Christ as well. Those who rejected Christ, they could not be benefited by the blessing that was to come on Pentecost. And then she clearly compares this sequence of events with the first, second, and third angel's message, and gets very specific that if you would not receive the first message, you couldn't be benefited by the second message. If you didn't receive the second message, you wouldn't be benefited by the midnight cry, which led into the third message. There was a progression of the close of probation, clearly illustrated in the days of Christ, that led to Pentecost, which is paralleling the latter rain of our day. And that progression, Sister White compares to the pioneer experience of the three angels' message as they were fulfilled in history in the 1844 time period, which was a fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins, which we've already read has been fulfilled to the letter and will be fulfilled again to the very letter. So as we discuss the truth of the judgment of the living, let's understand that the history of Christ's days, the history of the pioneer movement in the parable of the ten virgins, teaches us that there was a sequence of tests that took place in both those histories that progressively moved through the people that were involved. And as they rejected the tests as they came, they closed their probation. That parable will be fulfilled again to the very letter. And we need to understand that this is directly relating to the judgment. And even in the days of Christ, you can easily tie that into the understanding of the judgment, because the cross certainly cannot be removed from the concept of the judgment. But let's continue on. What we've established so far is that in the pioneer movement, there was a message of arousal. In our day, there'll be a message of arousal. The pioneer movement, an outpouring of the Spirit. In our day, an outpouring of the Spirit. Also, in those days, there was a purification process that took place. The Cress Collection, page 114. God's love for his church is infinite. His care over his heritage is unceasing. He suffers no affliction to come upon the church, but such is essential for her purification, her present and eternal good. He will purify his church, even as he purified the temple at the beginning and close of his ministry on earth.